Welcome to the Freedom Report, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting from Alexandria, Virginia. Welcome to the Freedom Report. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Who's Austin Peterson?
Liberty champion Austin Peterson, this Justin Bieber lookalike, and a powerful advocate for liberty.
Who's Austin Peterson? I'm an American. I love life, freedom, and family. But I'm not a conservative. I'm a hardcore libertarian.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
I grew up on a farm in a small town called Peculiar, Missouri. Then one day, I decided to move to New York City. When Ron Paul ran for president, I volunteered to help. Things got kind of crazy after that, and I ended up in Washington, D.C. What am I doing here? I'm trying to restore the Republic. The Libertarian Republic is a website dedicated to advancing the ideas of economic freedom and personal liberty. I don't really care about parties. All I care about are ideas. And the one idea that I care the most about...
freedom!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, pure freedom on the Freedom Report podcast, brought to you by the Libertarian Republic. Today is Tuesday, November 26th, and today's top stories: 80 million people might lose their employer-sponsored healthcare coverage due to not conforming to the regulations of Obamacare. Also, do you know your rights during a police encounter? The Freedom Report today will talk to you about what you need to know if you're ever pulled over by cops. All right, let's start with our top story. So, 80 million people, as reported by Fox News, might lose their employer-sponsored healthcare coverage due to not conforming to the regulations in Obamacare. Now, this is not 80 million in total. These are 80 million in addition to the millions who have already found their individual coverage canceled for the same reason. This was an interview done with Stan Voiger of the American Enterprise Institute. He said that in addition to the individual cancellations, at least half of the people on employer plans would be starting to lose their plans in 2014 as well. There are approximately 157 million employer health care policy holders. So 80 million out of 157 million, ladies and gentlemen. Avik Roy of the Manhattan Institute also said, the administration estimated that approximately 78 million Americans with employer-sponsored insurance would lose their existing coverage due to the Affordable Care Act. Last week, the American Enterprise Institute did an analysis and showed that the administration anticipates half to two-thirds of small businesses would have policies canceled, or they would be compelled to send workers onto the Obamacare exchanges. They predicted up to 100 million small and large business policies could be canceled next year. So according to projections that the administration itself issued back in July of 2010, it was clear that the officials knew the impact of Obamacare 3 years ago. So listen to this. Fox News is reporting about how the Federal Register, according to the Federal Register, that the mid-range estimate was going to be that by the end of 2014, 76% of small group plans would be canceled, along with 55% of large employer plans. So the reason that these plans are being canceled is because that they don't meet the requirements of Obamacare, which dictates that each plan must cover a list of quote-unquote essential benefits, whether people want them or not. What are some of these essential benefits? Well, they're things like maternity care, birth control, for example. So how many men out there feel like that's an essential benefit? So we at the Libertarian Republic have been documenting just exactly how Obamacare's gender discrimination is bad economics. So why are men being forced to pay for things like maternity care? That's what we're writing about here on November the 15th. We wrote an article, this was featured on the Libertarian Republic by Tiffany Madison, about how the Affordable Care Act's poor design highlights the desperate politicization of the Obamacare crisis. Susan Reimer, who is a columnist for the Baltimore Sun, asserted that John Stossel of Fox News was only highlighting the scheme's dependency on coercing young and healthy adults into participation because Obamacare remains undefeated. By exposing unfairness to men, conservatives are whipping up selfish young men who are now required to pay exorbitantly higher costs for services they use less or not at all. That's right, men. You're selfish. You're selfish for not wanting to pay for treatments for other people. Now, Stossel has heavily documented that the Act's extensive policy problems, and Reimer claims that Stossel doesn't understand, quote, how insurance works. So under Obamacare, insurers are legally required to provide coverage to all applicants, regardless of medical history, with a partial community rating system for premiums, which basically means that insurers must set premiums based mostly on geography and age, rather than sex and most pre-existing conditions. Reimer believes that this is market manipulation. Men should pay more because disparities exist. Because women have paid higher premiums for decades and men are often underemployed, men should pay more because that is fair. Now, information from the National Center for Health Statistics indicates that women between 18 and 44 use physician offices, hospital outpatient departments, and a hospital emergency double to men. Double. In 2011, hospital stays for women 18 to 44 were triple that of men. So how much more do they pay? Forbes Manhattan Institute survey showed that pre-Affordable Care Act premiums found 27-year-old women's premiums were 25% higher, 40-year-olds had a 21% higher premium, and for 64-year-olds, women paid 7% less than men, which is a far cry from rates being, quote, 10 times higher, as Reimer claims. Now, these are not grand differences, and the discrepancy doesn't indicate that some sort of institutionalized sexism is happening because women simply use healthcare more throughout their life. What do you think about that, ladies and gentlemen? Send me an email. Go to thelibertarianrepublic.com and send us an email with what you think about the Affordable Care Act. Now, I want to go ahead and switch topics because this is something that I really think is very important for our listeners to understand, is how to know your rights if you are ever stopped by the police. Alternet wrote an article that was called Four Magic Phrases That You Should Use If Cops Stop You for Pot. Now, I'm not saying that I use pot, but what I am saying is that if you do use pot, or even if you don't use pot, you should be able to know your rights, ladies and gentlemen, but especially if you use illegal drugs. Now, the first thing that you should say if you are ever encountered by a police officer is very politely, "Am I being detained or am I free to go?" Say that with me, ladies and gentlemen. Am I being detained or am I free to go? If they say you're free to go, then you're free to go. If you're being cited or you're getting some other sort of ticket or whatever, then perhaps you will not be free to go and you will have to take your ticket. But if you have done no wrong, then you simply need to say, am I being detained or am I free to go? I'll tell you a real quick story here, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this, but I was riding around Washington, D.C. one night in a limousine that we had rented, me and my friends, because some people were in town from far away and we hadn't seen each other. So we thought we'd go out and have a night of drinks and ride around Washington in our limousine. And we were driving by the Treasury, and, you know, a bunch of libertarians, someone happened to lean out of the window with their right hand, and they flipped off the Treasury. Now, there's no crime in flipping off the Treasury, ladies and gentlemen. It is maybe disrespectful, but we were just, you know, some kids having some fun, and we were doing prodigious drinking in the back of the limousine. No drugs, just drinking. Well, drugs. Alcohol, of course, is a drug. But we flipped off the Treasury, and then all of a sudden, we found ourselves being pulled over. Now, again, we had committed no crime, so it wasn't like there was anything that we could have gone to jail for, and we didn't have anything in the car that was contraband. We had all been drinking prodigiously and having a great time, and there was alcohol open and out and in everyone's hands when the officers pulled us over and demanded that we get out of the vehicle. Now, my buddy, who was sitting in the back, just looked at them and said, "No, we're not getting out of the vehicle," which is never a good idea. You never just want to tell a police officer no. So I decided to lean out the window and say, "Officers, are we being detained or are we free to go?" And the officers looked at me and said, "You're free to go." Well, we had a few drinks after that one to celebrate because we didn't get in trouble, but it's probably not a good idea to flip off the Treasury, ladies and gentlemen. I wouldn't recommend it, especially not if you're in a limousine. I'm pretty sure that those people would want to pull you over just to make an example out of you. But I want to talk about what else you should say if you are ever confronted by police. "I do not consent to any searches." Say it with me. I do not consent to any searches. Ladies and gentlemen, you may get searched if you're pulled over for whatever reason and taken out of your car, or if a police officer thinks that they have a reasonable suspicion, then they may say that they want to search you. Even if they do search you, you should say, I do not consent to any searches. Now, why do you say that you don't consent to any searches? Because it clarifies to the officer that you know your rights. Now, the police officers aren't allowed to just search you for any reason. They've got to have certain requirements. They've got to have probable cause, or they've got to have a warrant. And even if they have a warrant, those warrants actually have certain limits. They're supposed to go after exactly what the warrant says. So if the warrant is for plants, they can't just necessarily go and search through your drawers. Think about that. If you're growing marijuana plants and they have a reasonable suspicion, they get a warrant, they come to your house. What would be the reasonable suspicion that they would have to find plants in your underwear drawer? Think about that. But if you give consent, you are giving them permission to search everywhere. Never, ever, ever give consent to any searches. And just understand, the cops are not going to take it easy on you just because you say, if you help us, we'll help you. No, their job is not to help you. Their job is to make quota or make an arrest. If they needed consent, then they have nothing else against you. So don't give it to them. You know, if the police think they don't need consent, they're going to go ahead and search you even after you say the magic words. And you should stand out of the way and be quiet while they search. Maybe they're going to find something, and maybe they won't. Now, these are the last couple of statements, and probably the most important ones that you need to know. One is that you need to know that you have the right to remain silent. And when we say you have the right, it's not just a right, it's damn good advice. So if you are stopped by police, and if you say, am I being detained or am I free to go, and the officer says you're being detained, keep your mouth shut. There will be no benefit for you to talk to the police officer at that time forward. None. That's why you get to the next phrase. If the officer keeps asking you questions, which you should just say anyway, if you are being detained, I want a lawyer. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you do have the right under the Constitution to have a lawyer. So even if you can't afford one, one will be appointed to you. And these are very important words for you to get in your heads if you're ever stopped. Am I being detained or am I free to go? I do not consent to any searches. I would like to exercise my right to remain silent. And I want a lawyer. So say it again with me, ladies and gentlemen. Am I being detained or am I free to go? I don't consent to any searches. I would like to remain silent. And I want a lawyer. Those rules will keep you out of trouble most of the time, ladies and gentlemen. And that's it for the Freedom Report podcast. This is the 9th episode of the Freedom Report coming at you on November the 26th. I hope you guys all have a happy holiday. I may cut it short here in the next couple of days and not do some podcasts. I'm going to go eat some turkey, spend a little time with my friends and family. And I just want to say I really appreciate you guys making this podcast such a success right out of the gate. All sorts of new upgrades and bells and whistles on their way. Soon I'm going to be able to have callers come into the show as well as do some guest interviews. Also, we're building out the studio here at Freedom House 1 in Old Town Alexandria with some video production capabilities, so you should be looking for video versions of the Freedom Report. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and don't forget that thelibertarianrepublic.com is brought to you in part by a generous sponsorship from Adam Puff over at Puff Wealth. Go to puffwealth.com to manage your money, and have a happy Thanksgiving.